We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking with Kenneth Bertucci of Bertucci & Labiche Wealth Management here in New Orleans. And Ken, I just recently read that out of 558 high schools in Louisiana, only three of them require students to take a personal finance course to graduate. It seems like the schools should be teaching basic life skills to kids, like, you know, how to handle money, budget, and save. Are our kids lacking in that area?
I do agree that that's something that we need to do a better job of educating, not only the youth, but also probably even the older generation as well.
Yeah, but is it something that should be taught to kids at a fairly young age?
Yeah, and I think that parents need to take a role in this as well. I actually really believe that young students may actually look up to parents even more so on this topic than they do many other topics. You know, a lot of times our kids don't want to really listen to the parents, maybe if it has to do with sports or something going on in school. But I think this is something that children look up to their parents and really try to probably take trust in what their parents are doing themselves. So I think establishing a checking account when a child's old enough, maybe 16, and once they have a driver's license, they can do that. Let them take a little bit of ownership in some of their own expenses from, you know, maybe just going out to eat with friends, or if they are driving, pay some of the gas money. They're even old enough from there, then actually maybe getting them a credit card or a debit card and monitoring that. I know personally on my own, I let my kids see some of the things I do. I actually show my kids their tuition bill.
I imagine that's an eye opener.
Right. Three kids in private school, two of those in high school is quite a bill.
I guess. Well, should the schools themselves be teaching courses in personal money management?
Yeah, I think that schools should take a part in that as well. At least an introductory class in it. Just gives the kids a taste for it. I find so often that kids, again, as well as even older adults, just don't really have any background in understanding credit cards and debt and how much that can get them in trouble. Nothing's wrong with having a credit card, but if it's not used right, it can really create some problems.
Anything else of interest I should pass along?
I think that schools could do a better job at offering some courses with that. But I also think that that's something that has to come from the parents and start at home with the family.
All right, super. Hey, Ken, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.